Right now, Kendrick Lamar is the biggest rapper in the music industry. Coming off an amazing year in 2024, he's managed to get the culture behind him. After winning 5 awards at the 2025 Grammys, it seems like he's untouchable. So many people love him and see him as a breath of fresh air in hip-hop. A rapper who's not always rapping about the same hip-hop tropes, instead, fills his songs with strong cultural messages. Kendrick is seen as a hero by his fans, one of the last real cultural warriors, the new Tupac, the man who is willing to take on the entire industry and who is for the people. While at first, long ago, I might have believed that, over the years I've realized that Kendrick isn't what most people think he is. While he seems to be Hollywood's opposition, in reality, this whole time he was just controlled opposition. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the truth about Kendrick Lamar. But before you begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know, I just released a new Patreon exclusive. This exclusive video is about the Sacrifice Castle, one of the elite's hubs where they go to perform their sinister rituals. If you're one of my members, you can find the link to this video in the description. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. I wanted to start this video by saying that I actually hesitated when making this video. I started it and then I stopped. I felt that no matter what evidence I showed, most people would just choose to ignore it. They would see me as either attacking Kendrick or defending Drake. For some reason, I can't be critical of Kendrick without being on Drake's side. For those who have watched my channel since day one, you know one of my first videos was exposing Drake. Since then, I have made plenty of videos exposing Drake, more than I've done on Kendrick. But since the record label successfully managed to create a war between Kendrick fans and Drake fans, any criticism that is said about Kendrick, people automatically assume you're on Drake's side. The reason I finally decided to make this video was for two reasons. In my video about Absol, I asked you guys if you would like me to cover Kendrick's new album, and many of you said yes. The other reason is because I prayed on it, and I felt some kind of clarity come over me. I felt assured that what I had to say about Kendrick was truly important, and those who were clever enough to understand it will. The rest who will get mad at me and leave hateful comments, or even unsubscribe, would at least have the seed planted in them. That seed would eventually grow, and hopefully, God willing, they would see the truth for themselves eventually. Now, for those that think that because I'm making this video, I have something against Kendrick, that just isn't true. I truly don't have any hate in my heart for anyone. I actually used to love Kendrick's music growing up. I loved many of his songs on his album Section 80. I was actually listening to his music before he went mainstream. I used to have a roommate who spent a lot of his time on the blogs. He managed to catch many upcoming rappers early, and he showed me Kendrick Lamar early on. I truly enjoyed his music, and at first, I felt like many, that he was a breath of fresh air in hip-hop. I thought that there was no way Kendrick was going to be a big star, because he seemed to go against the mainstream machine. But then that all started to change, and Kendrick was not only accepted by mainstream music, but he was praised by them. He won award after award and performed at all the big industry events. For whatever reason, even though Kendrick's music appeared to have an opposing message to what the industry promoted, they still promoted him and praised him. This was the first thing to make me suspicious of Kendrick, as I know who owns the music industry and what agenda they have set for hip-hop. Hip-hop was being used to promote a lifestyle that was built to destroy the urban community. Music that would encourage destructive life choices that would keep the urban community in spiritual and literal chains. So it just wouldn't make sense for them to promote and praise the one artist who opposed everything they stood for. Unless Kendrick was created to purposely oppose the industry's message. A controlled opposition agent put in place to be an adversary to hip-hop's corrupting message that they had control over. They would use Kendrick to infiltrate the counterconscious movement in hip-hop so that they can control both sides. It's a classic strategy used by the Order of the Freemasons, who believes in duality and opposing forces that they have control of. This explains how when Kendrick and Drake's beef started, the industry had no issues backing Kendrick, as he's a part of the same machine. If Kendrick was truly against the mainstream machine, Drake would have won that beef, because Drake was literally the mainstream's biggest artist. But the machine had no issues siding with Kendrick, because they were both wings on the same beast. They were both signed to the same record label, UMG, and they both were controlled by the same people. Now, I would like all of you to think critically about this. If Kendrick was against the elite and the industry machine, would the elite and the industry machine gift them 22 Grammy Awards over the span of his career? In this year's Grammys, he won 5 awards. Does that sound like an artist who is against the mainstream machine? What this proves to us is that Kendrick wants to appear like a warrior for the culture, while at the same time being rewarded by the machine that's destroying it. It doesn't work. Now, while on the surface level, Kendrick might seem like a conscious rapper with an important message, when you start to dissect his message, you notice it truly isn't that deep. It's fake wokeness, created in the label's office to give off the illusion of conscious music, while still having the same destructive themes of self-worship, division, and materialism that led to the death of the soul. In Kendrick's Mr. Morale in The Big Steppers, he portrayed himself as Christ, or a god for the entire album. This is exactly what the elite occultists are pushing through every form of media. They try their hardest to convince man that we don't need God or Jesus, and that we are our own God. In Kendrick's music video and performances, he showed himself mocking Christ, depicting himself as his own savior and as divine. While he told people in his music that he wasn't their savior, he presented himself as their savior and mocked them while doing it. Kendrick is pushing the same illuminated self-worship ideologies as Lucifer did in the Garden of Eden, telling his audience that they are their own savior, their own God. Really, it's what the machine is using him to push. He is just a puppet like every other artist who sells their souls for money and fame by signing the dotted line. When they sign that dotted line, they are agreeing to be used to destroy their own people, to live out their dreams. In Kendrick's new album, GNX, we see this in full effect. He has one important song that reveals who he really is and what his true purpose is. Kendrick's album, GNX, came out months after beating Drake in the beef of the decade. It was automatically seen as a great album, with the entirety of hip-hop unanimously calling it the album of the year. His fans that listened to this album didn't notice the song that he placed in there to reveal what he really is. The song was no other than Reincarnated. It is a song that tells us all we need to know about Kendrick and who he really thinks he is. In his song Reincarnated, Kendrick lets us know that the spirit of Lucifer lives within him, like it does in all huge stars. He tells us in the song that he was kicked out of heaven for rebelling against God. He also lets us know that what he represents and teaches is the concept of self-worship and man being their own God through the forbidden knowledge. In the first verse, he raps as the artist John Lee Hooker, also known as the Boogeyman, with Kendrick implying that his spirit was once the same spirit that possessed John Lee Hooker. He rapped, "I got this fire burning in me from within, concentrated thoughts on who I used to be. I'm shedding skin. Every day a new version of me, a third of me demented, cemented in pain, juggling the pros and cons of fame. I don't know how to make friends. I'm a lonely soul. I recollect this isolation. I was 4 years old. Truth be told, I've been battling myself, trying to navigate the real and the fake, cynical about the judgment day. I did pass life regression last year, and it effed me up. Reincarnated on this earth for 100+, body after body, lesson after lesson. Let's take it back to Michigan in 1947. My father kicked me out the house because I wouldn't listen to him. I don't care about his influence, only love what I was doing. Gifted as a musician, I played guitar on a grand level. The most talented where I'm from, but I had to rebel. And I'm so off in the sunset, searching for my place in the world. With my guitar up on my hip, as the story unfurled, I found myself with a pocket full of money and a whole lot of respect. While the record business loved me, I was head of rhythm and blues, the woman that fell to their feet, so many to choose. But I manipulated power as I lied to the masses, died with money. Gluttony was too attractive. Reincarnated." There's a lot of important information in this verse. First, we see him make a reference to having this concentrated fire within him. This is actually connected to occult knowledge and illumination through forbidden knowledge. This is referring to the fire of Prometheus. Prometheus was the god who stole the fire from the Olympian gods and gave it to man, disobeying the gods. In this case, the fire represents forbidden knowledge, the knowledge of good and evil, which Prometheus took from the gods and gave to man so they can be as the gods. Prometheus is another representation of Lucifer, who through the serpent led Adam and Eve to the forbidden knowledge. In this verse, Kendrick is referring to himself as Prometheus and Lucifer. He has the fire within him, which is the forbidden knowledge. He then continues in the song by talking about being reincarnated and how he's been in body after body, telling his life as the musician John Lee Hooker. The most important part of this verse was when he rapped, "But I manipulated power as I lied to the masses, died with money, Gluttony was too attractive, reincarnated. Kendrick admits that he manipulated his power and lied to the masses, again referring to the forbidden knowledge and Lucifer who deceived mankind. We also see how he admits that at the end, the forbidden knowledge still ended in death, even though Lucifer claimed that through the forbidden knowledge man wouldn't die. The forbidden knowledge still corrupted their souls and ended in their death. Sin still took the victory as they were enslaved by it. Kendrick is telling us that through this forbidden knowledge, the knowledge of Prometheus, he gained the power and used it to manipulate the masses. But it also led to his downfall because it corrupted him. In the second verse, he raps, "Another life had placed me as a black woman in the chitling circuit. Seductive vocalist as the promoter hit the curtains. My voice was angelic, straight from heaven. The crowd sobbed. A musical genius, what the articles emphasized. Had everything I wanted, but I couldn't escape addiction. Needles had me in fatal positions restricted. Turned on my family. I went wherever cameras be. No private planes for my insanity. Self-indulged discipline never been my sentiments. I needed drugs. To me, an 8-ball was penicillin. F-love. My happiness was in that brown sugar. Sex and melodies gave me hope when nobody was looking. My first assistant was a small-town scholar. Never did a quaalude till I got myself around her. My daddy looked the other way. He saw sin in me. I died with syringes pinched in me. Reincarnated." In this verse, Kendrick claims to now be reincarnated in a female artist, who just like the last artist, used the forbidden knowledge to achieve what she wanted, but at the end, sin still destroyed her soul. Kendrick is letting us know that all these artists have been using Lucifer's forbidden knowledge, trying to achieve illumination, trying to become God, but at the end, it still destroyed them and took their soul. The last verse is the most important and brings all of this together. He raps in the last verse, "My present life is Kendrick Lamar, a rapper looking at the lyrics to keep you in awe. The only factor I respected was raising the bar. My instincts send material straight to the charts. My father kicked me out the house. I finally forgive him. I'm old enough to understand the way I was living. Ego and pride had me looking at him with resentment. I close my eyes, hoping I don't come off as contentious. I'm yelling, 'Father, did I finally get it right? Everything I did was selfless. I spoke freely when the people needed me. I helped them. I didn't gloat. Even told them no when the vultures came. Took control of my fleshly blood when the money changed. Son, you do well, but your heart is closed. I can tell residue that lingers from your past creates itself. Father, I'm not perfect. I got urges, but I hold them down. But your pride has to die. Okay, Father, show me how. Tell me every deed that you've done and what you did it for. I kept 100 institutions paid. Okay, tell me more. I put 100 hoods on one stage. Okay, tell me more. I'm trying to push peace in LA, but you love war. No, I don't. Oh, yes, you do. Okay, then tell me the truth. Every individual is only a version of you. How can they forgive when there's no forgiveness in your heart? I can tell you where I'm going. I can tell you who you are. You fell out of heaven because you was anxious. Didn't like authority. Only searched to be heinous. Isaiah 14 was the only thing that was prevalent. My greatest music director was you. It was colors. It was pinks. It was red. It was blues. It was harmony and motion. I sent you down to earth because you was broken. Rehabilitation, not psychosis. But now we're here now. Centuries you manipulated man with music. Embodied you as a superstar to see how you moving. You came a long way from garnishing evilish views. All I ever wanted from you was love and approval. I learned a lot. No more putting these people in fear. The more that world is diminished, the more it's not real. The more light that I can capture, the more I can feel. I'm using words for inspiration as an idea. So you can promise that you won't take your gifts for granted? I promise that I'll use my gifts to bring understanding. For every man, woman, and child, how much can you vow? I vow my life just to live one in harmony now. You crushed a lot of people, keeping their thoughts in captivity, and I'm ashamed that I ever created that enemy. Then let's rejoice where we're at. I rewrote the devil's story just to take our power back. Carnated." In this verse, Kendrick is talking as himself, the ultimate artist who used the forbidden knowledge without letting it corrupt and destroy him. What he is implying is that he used the forbidden knowledge, and unlike the other artists, it didn't destroy him. He is telling us he is a follower of Lucifer, and he is painting Lucifer as a liberator like the occultists believe. He finally admits that this forbidden knowledge that all these other artists use came from Lucifer. We know this because the rest of the verse plays out as a conversation between God and Lucifer. There's also several hints of this in the verse, as he ends the verse by saying, "I rewrote the devil's story." This implies that he used the forbidden knowledge, and instead of leading to death and destruction, he managed to save himself, becoming his own God, and earning his own salvation through the knowledge, not being corrupted by using this forbidden knowledge like the other artists before him. Another important part was when he tells us, "For centuries you manipulated man with music, embodied you as a superstar to see how you're moving." This is again referring to Kendrick using Lucifer's forbidden knowledge to manipulate the masses. Another lyric that indicates Kendrick representing himself as Lucifer was when he rapped, "You fell out of heaven because you was anxious, didn't like authority, only searched to be heinous. My greatest music director was you. It was colors, it was pinks, it was reds, it was blue. It was harmony and motion. I sent you down to earth because you was broken." Many people believe that Lucifer was the head of the choir in heaven, and that his most powerful gift was the power of music. Kendrick is playing off of this and implying that Lucifer is the god of music here on earth, the god of the forbidden knowledge, the music that they've used to manipulate the masses. In this verse, Kendrick makes it clear that he is having a conversation with God and he is representing Lucifer, claiming that Lucifer has reincarnated inside of him. What he means by this is that he used the forbidden knowledge of Lucifer to become his own god, claiming that he finally was able to ascend to a level of illumination instead of the knowledge corrupting him. He's telling us he rewrote the devil's story, and instead of it leading to the fall of man, it led to the rise of man as a god. This song is not only blasphemous, but pushes the same ideologies that all of the music industry pushes. This is why Kendrick compared himself to several other artists. He's telling us that he finally achieved illumination through the forbidden teachings that has made him a god on earth. This is what Kendrick has been showing us for the last few years. That's the reason why he wore the crown of thorns, comparing himself to Jesus. He is trying to show us that he is illuminated. All of these videos with him showing himself levitating like a god, this is what he is telling us. Kendrick is an occultist. He is pushing a message of corruption, and it's the reason why the industry rewards him. He's managed to fool the masses into thinking he's on our side. For that reason only, the industry puts him on a pedestal. It's the reason they granted him 22 Grammy Awards. If Kendrick was against the industry, he would have zero awards, and half of the world would know nothing about him. I'm making this video in hopes of waking his fans up, showing the truth so you don't allow him to misguide you. Kendrick himself is telling us he's a follower of the forbidden knowledge, pushing this ideology of self-worship. Sadly, he has his fans so manipulated that they don't even realize it. This is the reason why the machine is pushing him, and why he is truly controlled opposition. Well, I'ma end this one here. If you guys would like me to cover more songs off the album, let me know in the comment section. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.